This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville. A member of the Independence County Shooting Sports Complex north of Batesville, Rocky Wilmoth, said in an email to city and county leaders today that, quote, after a year of difficult weather, grant delays, and other issues, the facility is ready for your review, unquote. He has invited those leaders to come and take a personal tour. Wilma said the paving is finished and the new archery center and fourth trap field are complete. He said those completions, in addition to those already finished, complete phase one of the overall project. Wilma said grant applications have been filed or will be shortly for construction of the RV facility and a 3D archery section and walking trail. He said the complex is an example of what can be accomplished when groups work together in a common cause. The shooting sports complex is located just off Highway 167 north of Batesville. Independence County Judge Robert Griffin said three Independence County road sections are to be oiled this morning. This message is to give you time to adjust your route today. Keep that oil off your car, truck. The Holcomb Cemetery Road between Charlotte and Newark, the section of Antioch Road between North Charlotte Road and Shamrock, and a section of Sandtown Road between Thunder Hill and Pine Hill. All those sections have been oiled today, and it'll give you time to adjust your route if you want to stay away from it. Also, this reminder, Wednesday, the offices at City Hall in Batesville will be closed for inventory. However, you can still make a utilities payment. The drive-through will remain open all day Wednesday. Also, the code enforcement officer will be available via telephone only at 698-2456. Governor Mike Beebe has announced 43 appointments to Arkansas state boards and commissions. A local woman has been appointed to the Early Intervention Interagency Coordinating Council. Karen Howard of Batesville replaces Eileen Cole on that council. And this just in, a key funding source for the state's judicial system is down dramatically and could lead to cuts in judicial offices across the state. Collections of fees to file lawsuits and fees tacked on to sentences for various offenses have declined this year. The state's judges are to meet Friday to try to figure out the cause of the shortfall and to work out a plan for how to respond. The fund in question pays for fees to jurors, crime victim reparations, helps pay for public defenders and other things. State budget official Brandon Sharp says the fund is being cut from $37.6 million to $34.2 million. Officials say collections are down across the state. And also this just in, the University of Central Arkansas has turned over its investigation into a $700,000 gift that was offered by a food service company to Arkansas State Police. This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.